Hello, and welcome back. You're listening to Advancing Quit Services, a podcast about tobacco cessation from Optum, where we discuss barriers to quitting tobacco and strategies for overcoming them with experts at the forefront of tobacco research. I'm your host, Brandon Benzin. I'm a business strategy manager at Optum. Today's topic is whole person view. We'll discuss what a whole person approach means, why this approach matters in the context of tobacco cessation, and how quitlines can implement a whole person strategy. My guests today are Etta Short, public health leader and senior product manager for clinical development at Optum, and Marsha Baker, Optum health coach and health equity initiative lead. Welcome, Etta and Marsha. Thank you both for being here with me today.
Thanks, Brandon. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon. And it's a great pleasure to be here with you both.
Thank you so much. So let's start with the basics. What is a whole person view, broadly speaking?
So we're talking about a whole person view as it relates to health behavior change today. For many people, the term healthcare is typically focused on medical treatment, you know, going to the doctor, medication, surgeries. The CDC addresses the concept of well-being, where health is more than the absence of disease. And people can achieve well-being when they reach their health goals, you know, satisfy their needs, and cope with barriers in their environment. So from a public health perspective, well-being can be viewed as a feeling of being healthy and a feeling of being full of energy. So there are several behaviors that the CDC defines as keys to better quality of life and the possibility of a longer life. And that includes not smoking, eating well, engaging in physical activity, managing stress, getting enough sleep, limiting alcohol. So in designing prevention programs, it just makes sense to consider this aspect of well-being.
Absolutely, Etta. I think you did a great job of actually providing that description, because you're right. I think there is a big difference and maybe almost a misleading concept when we think about healthcare versus creating a healthy lifestyle. Healthcare can definitely be focused on treatment. So when we think about the whole person wellness view, we really want to focus on every aspect of individual health and wellness. That includes the many elements such as physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and even our environmental and our social health. So as a health coach, I focus on supporting individuals in developing healthy lifestyle habits that lead to sustainable weight loss. But I recognize that many people are unaware of how each element of wellness is connected. For example, members will sign up for the program with a general focus on dieting and exercise. However, we also have stress management, healthy sleep habits and hygiene, along with even having a positive mindset. These are essential for long-term wellness. I think members can be surprised at how much we actually focus on the emotional and psychological aspects of wellness. For instance, learning to refrain from negative thoughts and maintain a positive mindset is a healthy behavior that directly connects to sustaining weight loss. But this can take practice just as an individual learns to practice healthier eating habits.
You know, Marsha, that's a great point you made about addressing negative thoughts. That's true for helping people maintain other lifestyle behaviors, like quitting smoking or increasing physical activity and so on.
Absolutely. It definitely all connects, right? You're more likely to sustain tobacco cessation. When we're managing stress, we're more likely to not have those triggers for smoking or other not so healthy behaviors. So definitely all connects.
Etta, I know you and I have talked about the three major anchors of a whole person view before, but can you share more about these three anchors with the audience?
Sure. When talking about whole person health, I think there are three ways of how helping people adopt a healthy lifestyle can make a difference in well-being and then make a difference in their quality of life. And in some cases, the length of their lives. The first is better overall health. Lifestyle behaviors may help people to live a better quality of life, live to the best of their potential, feel better, have more energy, and be more resilient. Just be able to face their stress and hardships head on. The second is chronic disease prevention. Because 6 in 10 of U.S. adults have at least one chronic condition, and 4 in 10 have two or more. And we're talking about conditions like heart disease, diabetes, lung diseases. It's important to look at how can whole health make a difference. While different populations have a higher prevalence of chronic disease, however, at the same time, healthcare expenditures have risen, and chronic disease treatment has contributed to this increase in costs. So lifestyle behaviors, the ones that CDC has on their list, can help prevent chronic disease or treat chronic diseases at an early stage. And the third is healthy lifestyle behaviors can help people manage diseases or keep them from progressing. While there are medical treatments that help people manage chronic diseases, lifestyle behaviors are also effective interventions, and they can cost a whole lot less than medical treatments, both to the individual and to society.
Let's focus in on tobacco cessation. Why is a whole person view important in this context? Why not just focus on helping someone stop using tobacco products?
Tobacco use is related to several chronic diseases, including heart disease, hypertension, COPD, cancer, diabetes. And tobacco use prevention will contribute to reducing the prevalence of these diseases to help people manage these conditions. But how does this play out? There are several key behaviors that we know will help people quit. But the hard part is getting people to maintain their quit. So what we can do is incorporate other lifestyle behaviors as one approach to help people stay quit. As an example, stress and weight gain are the most common reasons for relapse. So by including stress management and strategies for good nutrition, we can provide people with the knowledge and skills they need to stay on track. Physical activity is a great distraction for curbing urges. You know, I can also connect the dots to better sleep, as not getting enough sleep is related to weight gain and stress. And to top the list off, alcohol is a common trigger for smoking, which opens the door for participants to consider how and when they drink. And as Marcia mentioned, people are complex, and you know, these chronic conditions are all interrelated. A whole person perspective takes into account that people often need to make many changes in their lives.
That is so true, Etta. People can quit smoking, but how many times do you actually quit? How do you maintain it? And that's similar to the healthy weight management. I have serial dieters. I start my diet many times, but how do I do with sustaining my healthy weight? So we know that life can bring about chain reactions that can cause individuals to get off track with healthy lifestyle habits, which may lead to a slight weight gain or reverting back to tobacco products. These are the times that I always try to support members in retracing our steps to find the kink in the chain because of how all of the elements of wellness connect. So in most cases, it was something that was indirectly related that may have caused that unhealthy food choice or decrease in exercise or reverting back to smoking or using tobacco products. When someone experiences a relapse with quitting smoking, the trigger for a relapse likely leads back to other aspects of wellness, such as our stress or mental health or even environmental components. So it's definitely always important to look at the complete picture.
Your coach point of view is so right on, because I'm sure you've talked to a lot of people and watched them go through the struggle and use your depth of knowledge to help navigate them back and looking at the stress management, looking at physical activity, but being able to look at those emotional factors that also impact people. It's important to kind of consider all of that in one package.
Thank you both for your perspectives. Marcia, I'd like to start with you on this next question. How do social determinants of health relate to a whole person view?
This is such an important topic. I'm so glad that this is actually a part of today's conversation. Social determinants of health can have what can almost seem like an invisible effect on the health of individuals or our whole communities. For anyone not too familiar with the term social determinants of health, it refers to the conditions in which an individual was born, we live, we work, worship, learn, play, our entire community. So as a health coach, it is very important for me to remain aware of the impact of these environmental factors when I'm partnering with clients, because it can be difficult to achieve some of our health goals when it comes to weight loss or even tobacco cessation due to some of the barriers that may be beyond an individual's control. For example, an individual's environment may have limited access to fresh, healthy foods, or the actual neighborhood may not be safe for regular exercise, which poses a barrier. And again, of course, not to mention dealing with stress from that may come from living in an environment that does not have the healthy foods or access to a safe neighborhood. So this connects us to kind of the main components when we think of a wellness as a whole, or, you know, our hierarchy of needs. If we haven't met our basic needs, such as shelter, food, safety, we're less likely to be able to move on to those higher level needs, such as tobacco cessation or weight loss. So it's really important to think about all of those different elements and try to work together with clients to break down those barriers or provide additional access so that we don't have these outside social determinants of health impacting when an individual is making all efforts to create that healthier lifestyle. I would love to hear from Etta as far as, you know, how that actually relates to when you work with clients in regards to tobacco cessation.
You know, social determinants of health is particularly relevant for tobacco because most smokers are from underserved and vulnerable populations. And Marcia, you described the importance of considering the full range of needs for people with complex life situations. Quit services, programs like the one at Optum, you know, offers a way for people who face barriers with transportation, childcare, or live in one of those areas where a full range of healthcare services are not available. It gives those folks the opportunity to work on quitting tobacco. Quit lines have a 24/7 access with a variety of evidence-based approaches for getting coaching, including telephonic and online and chat and text messages. So access to nicotine replacement therapy, like patches and gum, is another barrier for those who are in vulnerable populations. So Quit services can deliver these products at no cost to the participant directly to their home. Quit services can also provide enhanced services to people in vulnerable populations, like those with behavioral health conditions. We can provide additional coaching. We can provide more resources. We can provide more NRT. And these are all ways of reducing the barriers to quitting smoking.
So we've discussed what a whole person view is and why it matters in the context of tobacco cessation. But what does it actually look like in practice? Can you both talk about how Optum implements a whole person approach and how someone trying to quit might experience such an approach? Etta, can we start with you?
Sure. Optum has designed the Quit Services product with the whole person view in mind. As mentioned earlier, there are those lifestyle behaviors that serve as strategies to stay quit, you know, the eating well, physical activity, stress management. And those are all those ways of helping people manage urges or prevent relapse. So the content for knowledge and skill building is woven into the program as coaches address triggers and strategies for change. And the digital platform is able to weave these lifestyle content areas throughout the participant's journey with trackers, knowledge building videos and articles, and interactive action steps. In a recent survey, 8 out of 10 said that their health was better because of participating in Quit for Life. Over 90% said they attempted to change their lifestyle. And of those, more than half reported successfully making changes. And in fact, 90% said they were confident that they can maintain those changes. So Optum's lifestyle programs are all designed with the same evidence base and whole person point of view. So we have the expertise in the various lifestyle areas. Participants who are eligible can move from one change goal and content focus to another. And while new skills are offered and the content may go deeper, the interventions and strategies are consistent. So, and we're also in the process of looking at innovative ways to create bridges between our programs so that participants can take advantage in the breadth of expertise available.
I would just add on that we do a really good job at having those different lifestyle programs available, as Etta has shared, which are easily accessible, which is a big part of it as well, making sure that members are aware of the available resources that address the different aspects of creating and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. I would also add that I think it's important to also stay committed to removing the barriers to any healthcare when we go back to talking about the social determinants of health. So having, you know, that increased awareness of developing health equity throughout all of our systems and programs is such a big, important element. I believe this means remaining aware and open to continuous improvement because it is always changing.
Marcia, I'm so glad you reminded us and brought up the issue of health equity again, because I think we need to keep that in the forefront as we look at whole person point of view. We need to consider how we can be inclusive and ensure that we're providing services that are meaningful to everybody.
Exactly. You know, we don't want to have barriers in front of people when they're doing all that they can to create this, you know, healthier, sustainable lifestyle. We want to create an environment where that actually is accessible and available for everyone.
So to wrap things up, what should state and commercial quit services buyers look for in a quit line to make sure they offer a whole person approach?
So when looking for a vendor, one of the things to look for is the expertise and lifestyle behaviors, in addition to expertise in tobacco cessation best practices. We want to look at that whole person point of view as well. So when you do this, we're sure that there's relevant and rich content related to the lifestyle programs. You also want to look for a vendor that can provide a common thread throughout the suite of lifestyle behavior change programs. So when consumers are exposed to the whole health point of view, they'll get that same perspective regardless of where they start out. And you want to look for services where coaches are able to leverage the whole person view, and the digital content can support people to make broad changes. And I can say that Optum is in the position to do just that.
And I would just add on to what Etta has mentioned in regards to the importance of having the continuity of care within the coaching platforms and also with the systems. Having members be aware that, again, of the availability of all of the different lifestyle services and programs, and also having coaches be on that same wavelength, I guess I can use as far as the whole person approach and how those systems all connect.
Thank you, Etta and Marsha, for taking the time to share your insights on this topic. And thank you everyone for listening to the Advancing Quit Services podcast from Optum. For more on a whole person view, as well as other resources, please visit optum.com/quitservices. Stay safe and healthy out there.